The Book of 1 Kings, Chapter 1. Now King David was old and stricken in years, and they covered him with clothes, but he got no heat. Therefore his slaves said to him, "Let there be sought for my lord the king a young virgin, and let her stand before the king and cherish him, and let her lie in your bosom, that my lord the king may get heat." So they sought for a beautiful damsel throughout all the borders of Israel, and found Abishag the Shunammite, and brought her to the king. And the damsel was very beautiful, and she cherished the king and ministered to him, but the king didn't have any sex with her. Then Adonijah the son of Haggith exalted himself, saying, "I will be king," and he prepared himself chariots and horsemen and 50 men to run before him. And his father had not displeased him at any time in saying, "Why have you done so?" And he was also a very goodly man, and he was born after Absalom. And he conferred with Joab the son of Zeruiah and with Abiathar the priest, and those following Adonijah helped him. But Zadok the priest and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada and Nathan the prophet and Shimei and Rei and the mighty men who belonged to David were not with Adonijah. And Adonijah slew sheep and oxen and fatlings by the stone of Zoheleth, which is beside En-Rogel. And he called all his brothers, the king's sons, and all the men of Judah, the king's slaves. But Nathan the prophet and Benaiah and the mighty men and Solomon his brother, he did not call. Then Nathan spoke to Bathsheba the mother of Solomon, saying, "Have you not heard that Adonijah the son of Haggith reigns, and David our lord does not know it? Now therefore come, let me, I pray you, give you counsel, that you may save your own soul and the soul of your son Solomon. Go and get into King David and say to him, 'Did you not, my lord, O king, swear to your slave, saying, assuredly Solomon your son will reign after me, and he will sit on my throne? Why then does Adonijah reign? Look, while you yet talk there with the king, I also will come in after you and confirm your words.' And Bathsheba went into the king into the chamber, and the king was very old, and Abishag the Shunammite was ministering to the king. And Bathsheba bowed and did obeisance to the king. And the king said, 'What do you want?' And she said to him, 'My lord, you swore by Yahweh your God to your slave, saying, assuredly Solomon your son will reign after me, and he will sit on my throne. And now, look, Adonijah reigns, and you, my lord the king, do not know it. And he has slain oxen and fatlings and sheep in abundance, and has called all the sons of the king, and Abiathar the priest and Joab the captain of the host, but Solomon your slave he has not called. And you, my lord the king, the eyes of all Israel are on you, that you should tell them who will sit on the throne of my lord the king after him. Otherwise it will come to pass, when my lord the king will sleep with his fathers, that I and my son Solomon will be counted offenders. And look, while she yet talked with the king, Nathan the prophet came in. And they told the king, saying, look, Nathan the prophet. And when he came in before the king, he bowed himself before the king with his face to the ground. And Nathan said, my lord, O king, have you said, Adonijah will reign after me, and he will sit on my throne? For he has gone down this day, and has slain oxen and fatlings and sheep in abundance, and has called all the king's sons and the captains of the host, and Abiathar the priest. And look, they are eating and drinking before him, and say, long live King Adonijah. But me, even me your slave, and Zadok the priest, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and your slave Solomon, he has not called. Is this thing done by my lord the king, and you have not shown to your slave who should sit on the throne of my lord the king after him? Then King David answered and said, call to me Bathsheba. And she came into the king's presence, and stood before the king. And the king swore and said, as Yahweh lives, who has redeemed my soul out of all adversity, truly as I swore to you by Yahweh, the God of Israel, saying, assuredly Solomon your son will reign after me, and he will sit on my throne in my stead, truly so I will do this day. Then Bathsheba bowed with her face to the earth, and did obeisance to the king, and said, let my lord King David live forever. And King David said, call to me Zadok the priest, and Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada. And they came before the king. And the king said to them, take with you the slaves of your lord, and cause Solomon my son to ride on my own mule, and bring him down to Gihon. And let Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet anoint him their king over Israel. and blow the trumpet and say, Long live King Solomon. Then you will come up after him, and he will come and sit on my throne, for he will be king in my stead. And I have appointed him to be leader over Israel and over Judah. And Benaiah the son of Jehoiada answered the king and said, Amen. Yahweh, the God of my lord the king, says so too. As Yahweh has been with my lord the king, even so he will be with Solomon, and make his throne greater than the throne of my lord King David. So Zadok the priest, and Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and the Cherethites and the Pelethites went down, and caused Solomon to ride on King David's mule, and brought him to Gihon. And Zadok the priest took the horn of oil out of the tent, and anointed Solomon. And they blew the trumpet, and all the people said, Long live King Solomon! And all the people came up after him, and the people piped with pipes, and rejoiced with great joy, so that the earth rent with the sound of them. And Adonijah and all the guests who were with him heard it, as they had made an end of eating. And when Joab heard the sound of the trumpet, he said, Why is this noise of the city being in an uproar? While he yet spoke, look, Jonathan the son of Abiathar the priest came, and Adonijah said, Come in, for you are a worthy man and bring good news. And Jonathan answered and said to Adonijah, Truly our lord King David has made Solomon king, and the king has sent with him Zadok the priest, and Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and the Cherethites and the Pelethites, and they have caused him to ride on the king's mule. And Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet have anointed him king in Gihon, and they have come up from their rejoicing, so that the city rang again. This is the noise that you have heard. And also Solomon sits on the throne of the kingdom. And moreover the king's slaves came to bless our lord King David, saying, Your God make the name of Solomon better than your name, and make his throne greater than your throne. And the king bowed himself on the bed. And also thus said the king, Blessed be Yahweh, the God of Israel, who has given one to sit on my throne this day, my eyes even seeing it. And all the guests of Adonijah were afraid and rose up, and went every man his way. And Adonijah feared because of Solomon, and he arose and went and caught hold on the horns of the altar. And it was told Solomon, saying, Look, Adonijah fears King Solomon. For, look, he has laid hold on the horns of the altar, saying, Let King Solomon swear to me first that he will not slay his slave with the sword. And Solomon said, If he will show himself a worthy man, not a hair of him will fall to the earth. But if wickedness is found in him, he will die. So King Solomon sent, and they brought him down from the altar. And he came and did obeisance to King Solomon. And Solomon said to him, Go to your house.